a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Spring movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Spring movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Spring movies, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, get it, go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Deck the Hallmark Tuesday edition, talking about the newest, the freshest Hallmark Channel movie that we have
3 days after it airs.
That's right. But boy, is it spicy. I mean, we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
We're ready to talk about it. Guys, it's hard for me to bring this up. I think that grape is going away.
Grape?
The flavor grape.
You think it's disappearing scientifically?
I just can't
find grape stuff anywhere?
It's harder for me to find grape stuff.
Like what?
I just want to bring it to the table, see if anyone else has had this.
Do you mean like grape Gatorade?
I think that mixed berry came into the room.
First of all, if anybody thinks mixed berry is passing for grape,
it's not.
They don't know sausage.
I think mixed berry came to play and grape got scared and ran away.
Is there a particular item that you're worried about?
All.
All find items. Grape stuff.
Guys, this is what I do. I bring things to the table.
Grape is going away.
I bring things to the table and see if anyone else is experiencing anything similar.
I've not
experienced
anything like that. Grape going away. I'm not. I can't say that I have.
There's a lot of grape.
Give it a little bit of thought, though. Less than there used to be.
No.
I feel like grape is still a prominent flavor in things.
I think if there's less grape than there was, it's simply because we've learned how to make other flavors since
grape and cherry.
This is what I'm saying. Mixed berry came to play and grape went away.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if there was a chart, you'd see grape increase.
But you're talking about it like it's something that just happened.
Well, I've noticed that over the past
2022 year of our Lord, you're like, you know what? I've realized.
I'm going to Google it.
Great.
All I'm saying, like, listen, the last Google 2 years, what can anything. You blame? Is there less grape today?
Is grape going away?
Is there less grape going away today? Yeah, okay. That's what I'm trying to say. Dan, tell everybody real quick about how they can find the latest and greatest. Real quick, yeah.
You can go to all the great places. Grapesgone.net.
That's right. Hey, we haven't gotten a review in a while, so go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review if you don't mind.
It's been a while since we've gotten a terrible one.
That's true.
I don't know if the people who just don't like the bits have stopped listening or we've been better. I don't know what it is. This grape thing sure to reel them in, though. I can promise you that.
Let's do this. Sometime this week, if you haven't left a review, go leave a review, but only addressing the issue that is whether or not grape is going away.
This is a terrible idea.
Well, it's not. I think.
But I love the idea of someone reading our reviews and seeing one star, grape is going away.
Yeah.
And that's all they said.
Our most recent review came from J.S. Richie 1.
J.S. Richie.
Who just said, honest takes, might not agree all the time, but these guys tell how it is.
That's right.
And they don't cowtail to Hallmark powers that be.
They don't cowtail?
I think it's cowtail.
JS means cowtail, respectfully.
It's cowtail. Maybe
cowtail isn't a thing.
It was an autocorrect situation. Refreshing and always entertaining. You guys remember cowtails, those little sticky boys?
Oh, dude.
They still have them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they don't make
grape ones anymore. No. And I think that's what Bran is trying to say.
This is what I'm trying to get to.
Can I just say,
can you imagine a
that
grape
what have you found?
Even though cow Huffington thing? Post oftentimes hits the nail on the head, this article I found, I disagree with. They said 15 times grape was the absolute worst flavor.
No.
This is from Nick Wing. March 13th, 2014. So this is an 8-year article, and I hope Nick's amended his way since then. Number one, Welch's fruit snacks.
Yeah, that's wrong. Grape flavored fruit snack is the best flavored fruit snack.
Number two, grape Jolly Ranchers.
Nick, what's his name?
Nick is saying
grape Jolly Ranchers are the worst.
Worst. Go.
What's his name?
Shove
What's
up.
His name?
Nick Wing.
Wing?
Nick Wing. That's a fake Wing. Name, but go kick
Huff
rocks,
Post.
Nick.
Huff Post.
Grape Gatorade.
Dude, Grape Gatorade's baller.
Then he said, and I, this might be
all right, guys, Nick W at HuffPost.com. Go at him.
Absolutely.
Go at him. I don't care that this article.
Can we have it? Can we get him on the pod?
Let him have it.
Nick, you're wrong here. About the, keep going.
Dimetap.
Is there another flavor of Dimetap?
I don't know.
And should we be questioning flavors of medicine?
I don't.
I like the cherry Dimetap better for my coughing needs.
Dimetap is what it is. It doesn't taste good in any flavor. Number five, Crush Grape Soda.
Well, what's the alternative? Orange? Orange?
Then yes. Grape is the worst. I'll give him that one. I'll give him that one.
Number six, Mountain Dew Grape. That's only in Japan. He said, we didn't even know this existed, but we're willing to bet that Japan has
this
only...
This guy's getting paid by the word. This
Tootsie
the,
Pops.
Nick, get
Nick,
out of here.
Nick,
nerds.
Nick,
are you kidding me?
Grape
Nick?
Nerds?
Dude, Nick got bought out by Big Cherry.
There's no other way around it. That's just what happened.
Are you guys ready to talk about Just One Kiss?
Been ready.
Yeah.
It originally aired on April 2nd, 2022, and it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with a lounge singer, and there's this one girl who's just loving him, making eyes and whatnot. His name is Tony! Tony!
Tony!
Tony! Tony!
He is a hunk. We then meet Maya. Mia? Who is a professor who seems to hate love. She's in the middle of a divorce. Her ex-husband was an addict who is 90 days sober, but did cause them to lose their house.
And did stay in a Holiday Express. Yes.
Doesn't want a divorce, but what can you do?
Move in with her.
She goes to a movie with her friend. She's talking during the movie. Tony's over there not liking the what she's talking during the movie, getting mad, saying strike one, strike two. Tony and Mia's mom are there, over there in the upper deck, kind of watching them, I guess. I don't know. They agree that they should set up Tony and Mia. So naturally, they set a black cat free so that they bump into each other on a run. She hates him. He likes her. The end. She ends up moving into the same building that he does on the same floor. So real good there, mom. And he's like, hey, I have a niece. You have a daughter. Let's hang. So they all go to the arcade together. And they bicker back big time. But then they bowl. And nothing knocks down the walls of distrust more than bowling balls. She agrees to come to his show. He sings her favorite song. They then end up getting cheesecake on the roof. It's getting real. I said roof.
You did say roof. Did That's say a roof. Move there. That's a flex.
It is.
If you're under 60 and say roof, you are
did
doing
it, buddy.
Like Panda says roof, but he can get away with it.
Yeah, I am because I'm old.
Someone on the roof. Someone on the roof. Who's that on the roof?
Hey, Charlie, you know the number to 911?
Yeah.
Santa Claus, come on, man. Keep up. Yeah, 911.
No, I'm Charlie. You called me, and I do know it. Try again, smokestack.
Charlie, you know the number to 911?
You betcha I do. You need some help over there?
No, I'm good, buddy.
All right. Well, if you need it, I got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on grape?
Underrated.
Okay, thank you. So,
you want me to call 911 now or wait a bit?
Later.
Okay.
So, they're eating cheesecake on the roof. It's getting real. Tony then runs into his ex-girlfriend who's married to Peter Benson.
In a weird turn of events.
Didn't direct this movie. Don't think he wrote it.
Just shows up for
Peter
one
Benson's
scene.
There.
It's wild out there.
Peter Benson's there. And he makes fun of Tony's career and then just leaves.
Classic.
Well,
So he's now sad because she always said that she didn't want kids, and now he has a kid with the kid.
No, it's just a kid with the kid.
A real loss of the Yokers there, pal. Now he's sad because she always said that she didn't want kids, but now she has kids with Peter Benson. So he ends up getting drinks with Mia, and boy, things are clicking. She helps celebrate his uncle's birthday, and he dreams about her in black and white and sing-song form. It's great. And it all leads to a sing-song back-and-forth kiss on the roof. Some life.
Kiss on the roof.
And she immediately signs her divorce papers. And so things are going great. That is until ex-husband guy comes in and is like, not over my dead body.
Not over my dead body?
No, not now. So he then comes in and Tony and Mia are hanging out and she walks out and he's like, I just want you to know, bucko, not under my dead body. He basically says he's coming back. And so he's like, man, this is weird. But then he kind of gets the impression that he is, in fact, moving back in. And then she sees him meet up with a lady who's walking out of the cab, and they seem friendly. So, boy, things are getting confusing. And so finally she has to tell her ex-husband to shove off, go kick rocks and whatnot. And she's all sad. She's giving a lecture to her students because she thinks that her new love is all over. He's making the evening for everybody who came to hear songs miserable because he's sad. And finally, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little tickled.
You're a little choked up.
Get a little
choked up. You need to call 911 now.
I'm good, Charlie. Charlie.
You just called me Charlie, not Charlie.
So she goes to a movie. He shows up and he says, hey, I just want you to know that I really still like you. And miscommunications. They figure it out. They kiss big ones. Moms, not real. They're ghosts. And they walk into the eternal light. And we all cheer. And that, my friends, was
just one kiss.
We did it.
It's a ghost, Mom. It's when the mom and you had a mom and they worked together and they together. It's a ghost mom. And they have a cat and they say, what should we do? Should we let it go in New York? What's the worst that could happen to a ghost mom? We'll be right back here at Dumber.
Oh, boy.
We're back, everybody. We're talking about Just One Kiss.
Just one.
Is this the second spring?
Yeah.
What happened last week? What did we do?
We did a spring movie. It wasn't very springy, and it kind of became spring toward the end.
It was the...
Butterflies?
No.
It's been a movie since then. It was a movie last week.
Yeah.
You know the one.
Oh, what was it?
Oh, snap.
Get into the hot take. I'll tell you. Don't worry.
All right. It's time for the hot take. It's the part of the show where we talk about what we thought about this movie. We don't hold back. We don't pull punches. And I always start with my good friend Panda, who has never pulled.
Second chance at love.
What was that about?
What was that?
The old couple and the young couple.
Oh.
Dating.
Organic chemistry.
Yes.
Yeah. Clearly stuck with us.
Panda, what did you think about this movie?
So I am ashamed to say that I was very confused by the moms. I was like, that's their moms. And then moms are dead. And they mentioned that I was like, well, I must have gotten it wrong. That those were I guess those weren't
their moms. They never say like the moms are dead. They reference their grandmas. They try to keep it a secret that the moms are dead.
Well, they got me because I didn't even realize it till you just said it, pal.
Just now?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
What do you think they were walking into at the end with the doors open?
It was bright outside. What were you doing while you were watching this movie?
I was watching the whole thing. I was like, well, maybe they...
After they kissed, they said, my mom would have loved you.
Right, and I assumed that maybe I got the women wrong. I was like, maybe that's their aunts or something.
What?
I mean, it checks out. But now I get it. No, I get it. And that it doesn't change anything because this movie's a baller all the way around.
If you're only half watching it.
No, it's a great movie. I really enjoyed it. You have a dream sequence in here. You have romance.
Those, three of those, I think.
Yeah, you have a few of them. And you have legitimate tension between Tony and Mia.
Reader's Digest.
Let's do this
Reader's
real
Digest
quick.
Junior's going to have a field day with this.
If you also somehow finish this movie and didn't know that the moms were dead, email panda@deckthehallmark.com. We'll report back on how empty your inbox is. There's no one else in America that watched this movie.
If you're not watching the movie.
No, I was watching legitimately the whole time.
So
I just assumed that somehow I must have, originally I wrote down, I was like, man, I love the moms. But then they said, the moms are dead. And
but
I was
when
like,
they walked out into the light at the end, you weren't like, oh.
No,
right
I
after
just
they
it was
said
a really bright area.
My mom
there in
would
the theater
have loved you.
Right after they say, my mom would have loved you.
And I thought that was weird that they're bringing the moms up. I was like, well, they haven't really, I mean,
the tough part
I thought
of
that was them, but they're dead.
If you're watching it all, you know that they're dead in the first 15 minutes. Like,
here's the thing.
Second scene with the
okay,
cat.
Here's how you know they're dead. Immediately, I'm like, okay, either Hallmark is just throwing caution to the wind and they legitimately have these two women
stalking their children.
That's
right. Yes.
Or they're ghosts.
That's right. They had to be ghosts.
I think they're ghosts. And then they do the cat thing. And it's pretty obvious.
And then Santino Fontana is laying down like he's having a therapy session with his mom later on in this movie. Like, you have to know that they're dead. Like, it is... I thought it was.
Well, now I'm going to have to go back and rewatch.
Because if they're trying to hide that.
Hey, Lynn says she didn't realize it until the last scene.
Well, yes, okay. Fair.
Okay, last scene, I will give you. That's fine. But to not know at the end?
I watched it and I just sat there and I was like, okay, they went in. I guess I was.
So all that to say, you thought the movie was baller.
I love this movie.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. Real quick, I do want to point out one of the things that I really liked about it was that they actually explore real human emotion. Somebody who's dealing with the loss of a relationship and him dealing with an identity crisis, like, does my job really matter? I loved it. I thought this movie, and then to add ghost into it, I did not see it coming.
You didn't see it, period.
Right, but I mean.
Coming or going, you didn't see it.
That's true, but now that I've seen it, holy cow, this is great.
That's the shocking part to me is that this movie is so good. And I actually think that the ghost bit helps it until the very, and I'm actually watching this. And I'm like, oh man, I wish they didn't make them walk into the light at the end. Like, I felt like it was pretty obvious, but now I see why they did it. Cause
still didn't see it. So it wouldn't have helped.
But nevertheless, this movie,
I thought it was bright outside the theater.
Oh my gosh.
Best movie of the year. These are the type of movies that after the holiday season, I was expecting this. I was expecting this type of movie. Like, with a really good script, different type of thing going on. They're singing, there's dreams. This feels like new Hallmark. This feels like the new Hallmark that we got to know and love during the Christmas season. And then New Year came around and they said, let's go back to home base. Yep. No, don't go to home base. We don't want it there anymore. This is what we want. It's so good. The music was great. The acting was great. The sparks were so freaking sparkly. And the ghost, I loved it. I loved all of it. Best movie of the year. Not even close in my mind. I absolutely adored this movie. This is what I'm looking for, Hallmark.
That was great.
Enough of the nuffs.
Enough of the nuffs. But more grape.
More grape.
And more Just One Kiss, yes, is what you're saying. I just wish they had given Santino Fontana a chance to sing. You know, they missed an opportunity here. The guy's got a great voice. If they could have given him just like a scene or two, maybe to flip out a microphone, Robert Goulet style, and sing a little bit, I think that would have been great. Look, the ghost thing is played in between, and it's unfortunate. Either make them ghost or make it a little bit more inconspicuous. That was a shame because
you wanted to make it more inconspicuous.
Like, either make it, like, tell everyone, even Panda, who's clearly not watching, or make it to where you think they're interacting a la Sixth Sense. Instead, we got kind of a mushy middle on that, and that wasn't great. This is easily the best movie of the year. I do want to say that at the
easily
outset, before anybody gives me a hard time. It's not particularly close. That is not bragging on this movie as a home run. One
Are of the you best. Kidding me?
It is easily the best of the year because the year so far has been real bad. Real, real bad. This is the best. I like the two leads a lot. I think they're both great. I like the writing in this movie a lot. But it wasn't something that, like, really did anything else for me aside from
Hogwash! Ow.
The singing got old pretty quickly. Calm down over there. The ghost storyline was real bad, I thought.
You're real bad.
And it called, just take a breath, buddy.
I'm trying to, but you keep saying things.
There were things I liked about this movie, but it in this year, I think it helped. And I do agree, aside from the raves, I agree with what you're saying. This was akin to the movie quality we were getting over Christmas. I don't know what happened for the last 3 months, but I'm glad that this is back. I look forward to seeing what we can do with this in the future. I want to see more of Crystal Rodriguez and Santino Fontana in these movies. I think they're both very gifted. It took me a while, and when I say a while, I mean read the whole movie, to not see this guy and just hear Hans from Frozen. But that's okay. That's my problem, not the movie's problem, because he was Hans.
Did you know that? I did not know that.
Oh, dude, try and watch it now without you thinking he's trying to steal the crown. Yeah. It's impossible. That's who he is.
Oh, my gosh. Voice of an angel. How is this not one of the best movies we've ever seen?
He's charming. Crystal Rodriguez is good. The stuff with the husband I thought was bad. Like, I just didn't really read it very well, I guess, compared to you guys. It was okay. It's not a dumpster fire. It's not nearly as bad as what we've seen so far. And I want to see more of these two leads. And I thought Nina Wyman did a great job writing it.
So keep going.
Up across the board there. Just the ghost stuff either needed to be played out more or not done at all. And I thought that took away from the movie, especially since those two ladies are really good performers.
Oh, they were great.
Either make them more or make them less.
They're so good.
What they were was just kind of unfortunate because it took away from what was going on, in my opinion.
I'm not sure if you said this or not, but did you say that you didn't like when the ghost moms interacted with their kids? Like, when they had the conversations, you didn't like that?
No, I didn't say that. I said okay. They either make them very clearly ghosts that get to interact more with everyone involved.
I would have liked them both to have at least one more conversation with their mom. Like, she has the one in the room with her daughter that I think is really good.
And then he has the dumb therapy one, which
that
is
one's
bad.
Not that one's not great.
And either
the one with her and the mom and the daughter in the room where the mom is just kind of chiming in here and there is really good.
Make them acknowledge that they're there and just have them talk to their figment of their mom. Like, they're still there, like we would do. Like, if you've lost a parent, I'm sure you imagine your parent is still there and you want to talk to them. Either go that far and stop and just give up this gambit that it's a twist ending for anyone other than Panda and Lynn. Or, I love you, Lynn. Or make it more like mysterious. Make it more like seamless and make it a big twist.
They were dead. Style. That's huge.
But what I'm saying is they play it obviously like they're dead, but not obvious enough to make it to where you get the moments that you want. Like, I want Santina talking to mom and wishing she was still there.
I will say this.
I want that scene if we're going to do this.
If they don't have the scene at the beginning with the two of them in the theater watching their children, I don't know their ghosts.
Dude,
that scene
where he's laying on the couch with his hands on his chest, mummy style, talking to his mother without making eye contact, is either a ghost or Norman Bates level stuff.
Well, I thought it was a little weird for his mom to be doing it, but then at the same time, I was like, who am I to judge other families?
But imagine watching this, Dan, without that first initial movie theater scene.
Oh, the cat did it for me. I didn't mean the movie theater scene.
I wrote down the cat scene. This has destroyed all my weight.
Well, of course, because you weren't watching the dang movie. Listen, as they're in the movie theater, I'm like, So these two moms are both there watching their, and then halfway through me typing it, I'm like, wait a minute. They're just meeting each other for the first time. And they're sitting right now. Oh, they're ghosts. And my wife was watching some of this with me, which is rare, but it was during the day. Kids were napping. And I said, they're ghosts. And she was like, what? And then she's like, yeah, no, I guess I see that. And then the cat thing happened, and I was like, yeah, this is dumb. Either, like, make it easier, make it harder, one or the other.
I thought it was preposterous that they were shushing one another in the theater when the women were talking out loud.
Super loud.
But, sometimes you let older people slide in the theater sometimes.
Especially in New York when they're talking to youngsters about things.
I will always let old people slide in the theater. Always.
Yep.
Yeah, always. You always let them slide.
All of this seemed like it made sense to me. I was like, yeah. I was like, the cat thing's a little ridiculous, but that's just bad writing. But now it makes a lot more sense.
I've never not walked out of a movie theater where something happened with an older person and been like, man, I wish I would have stopped that. No, it's always worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a one time in New York, which is fantastic.
I feel like if you take the either overdone or not done enough ghost plot line, and then you take out the, I don't know, 12 singing scenes, there's not a lot to hang your hat on in this movie.
Stop.
There isn't. And I'm sorry
about
that.
I disagree. I just flat out.
But here's the thing.
I'm but sorry.
Here's the thing. True. The singing I'm was sorry. Good.
It was good, but it's not good for the whole movie.
It is good for the whole movie.
But I would just, also. But there's a lot to hang. Like there's a lot of complexity.
It's very musical lights.
Just relationally abusive husband that is like in a movie that needs to be in a much less lighthearted movie than this one. I think. I don't know. I liked the two leads, and I thought. There was some really good writing in the movie.
Let's get to the feels. Panda?
Well, I mean, all my feels have been kind of switched upside down.
These moms, am I right? I think they're going to live a long life.
First of all, when he spins her around and then does the kiss, that's great on the roof. That's beautiful. Love that. I also really enjoyed the dream sequences. I thought the first one...
No, those are really weren't dreams. I'm just kidding. Sorry, go ahead. They just filmed in black and white for a little artist touch.
I loved it. And I thought it was delightful. Both of those gave me feels. I also really liked it when they finished.
Final feel.
He jokingly was like, hey, I could take you out for a drink somewhere. And she finally kids it. She's like, yeah, all right. After they do the little dance mm-hmm. with the kids, and it was great. I thought that was cute.
The first two feels that you said were my two feels. I thought the first kiss was great because it's like a kind of an interruption thing. They're going back and forth doing this thing, and then they just go right into the kiss. That's great. And then I really liked the dreams. Kudos, Hallmark. You did it. You did something different. So good for you. You did it. Dan?
Dreams didn't work for me, but the kiss 100% did. The kiss on the roof. Come on. It's one of the better Hallmark kisses I've seen. It was great. The dance, the whole bit, everybody involved there. Great job.
Everyone is shocked that dreams don't work for Dan. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on Dyke the Hallmark. Oh, good boys. We're back.
Nailed it.
We're here for the wait, what? And let's see what Panda has.
Does he have any left?
Panda, you got any left?
Yeah, I have a few.
These old ladies are wild.
Little zany.
I love the moms. So loved. her friend, I don't know his name.
Tony? Really,
no.
Who are you talking about?
Her friend.
Yes. I don't know his name either.
I don't know his name. Anyway, friend. But he's in a bunch of them. He's wonderful. I love
him.
Yeah,
he's
great. Anyway, he at one point says... She said, you're done with grading already? He goes, I'm super speedy at grading when it comes to the Peloponnesian War.
Yeah.
It's
weird that that's the thing that makes him speedy.
I don't understand. I have no clue. I'm just going to leave it out there.
Is he saying that the Peloponnesian War is boring or easy? He just says that makes him fast at grading.
Yeah, I just don't understand. It's just a really strange bit. He mentions that same with the friend again, he mentions that he got apparently blackout drunk drinking martinis the night before. He was like, oh, I don't even remember. And no one's really that concerned. It seems like this is a regular occurrence. I think maybe you should just be a little concerned for your friend and the amount of martini consumption going on. At one point, Tony says, you can't worry or be sad when you're singing. I just want to point out that that's not true.
They've created entire genres of music that are about feeling sad while you're singing.
Yeah, literally. I've sang many songs while sad.
That's right. You're telling me Frank Sinatra, probably an alcoholic, wasn't occasionally sad when he was crooning the tunes? Get out of here.
Just stop it. Just stop.
Frank was always happy when he was singing.
I'm concerned about the college education everyone is getting at this school. She opens up a page to Emily Dickinson, who I am a huge fan of. Emily Dickinson, think she's wonderful. And okay. She starts reading a line, and she's just like blown away as she's reading. She's like, wow.
Yeah.
But then as she's reading, like the two girls banter back and forth, the classmates, but then they cut away, and while they're cutting away, she's just reading it and just going, wow. Like it's the first time she's ever read Emily Dickinson. Like just
it's a mind blowing experience every time.
Just stop it. And then finally, my man pulls a fire alarm in order to get her out of the building. That is illegal. And they acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But this is downright dangerous to do something like that.
I think my favorite part of that scene is not that he pulls the fire alarm. It's that as the kids are walking out, he's like, watch out for the smoke back there. That's an unnecessary lie.
Yes.
You pulled the fire extinguisher. you don't have to tell anybody why you pulled it, and you certainly don't need to lie about when they get out there and see that there's no smoke. They're going to know who pulled the fire alarm, right?
Yeah.
They're going to immediately know. Like, commit the crime and try to get away with it, bro. Like, don't lie about the smoke on top of it. Just pull the thing and just stay quiet.
It's a riot. I've never seen Hallmark do something like that. That is, it's a little lowbrow. Lower those Hallmark brows do down. Too high.
Are you good?
Yes. He's reading comments. He didn't listen.
Are you lost?
Dude, what is going on? Are you okay?
I'm done.
He asked you a question. You just sat there frozen.
Are you dead?
I'm still thinking about the fact that they were dead. Not sure I buy it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So my first one, I don't want anyone to hear this as judgy because I actually think it's a baller move. But there's a married woman who goes to the bar, gets the guy to buy a drink.
Yeah.
And then her husband walks in and says, thank you, walks up. I don't know if they have some sort of con going on. Like, all right, I'm going to go park the car. You go in there, you get your free bevy.
It was a weird move.
It is a weird move.
It's kind of a baller move.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. Go in there, get the drink. I'll park the car and I'll be in there. You get your free bevy. Baller move. Bowling in heels, hard pass. I've never done it. I don't know if you're allowed to do it. Like, that's why there's bowling shoes, right? Like, they don't want you bowling in heels. I don't know if this place just has no shoe rules or what the deal is. Maybe when they're mini balls, the shoes don't matter. When they're real big balls, that's when you got to do the real shoes. But the mini balls?
Mini balls, do whatever.
Just whatever. Yeah, heels. Whatever.
It's just like a mini ball. Hey, hey.
Oh. Guys, the guy who owns the building, the super, if you will.
Yeah.
Yep.
He is missing out on so much money by keeping the roof a secret.
Yep. True.
If you're in New York or Brooklyn and you have that type of roof with that vibe, you could hike up the rent on everybody that comes in.
Yeah.
Say, hey, we got this sweet roof. You can rent it out for parties. Do whatever you want to up here. It's for your, you just hike up the rent. By keeping it a secret, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's easy peasy. So they're going to have a movie night over at Tony's.
Yep.
At Tony's house.
Tony.
And they don't have a movie night. They end up coming up with a little song and dance. But the reason they don't have a movie night is because Tony doesn't own a TV. There is not a TV in this man's living room. There has to have been. Nope. What there is there's two record player consoles on either side and a little electric fireplace. What there is not is a TV. There's no movie night going on there. This was all a charade. Does he always have a microphone in his pocket?
That is my ultimate way.
Does he always have a microphone in his pocket?
This guy pulls microphones out of his pocket on three separate occasions, two of which in a room where no microphone is needed.
That's right.
12 people at the old folks' home don't need a microphone.
Don't need a mic. But I'm also fascinated by at the retirement home, that's a wireless mic. Maybe someone snuck it to him. But in his house is the one because it's not that mic. I don't know what they want me to believe.
Because that mic,
if you look at the bottom, it needs a cord. But you can hear that it's
Did Santino Fontana have a clause in his contract that says every time I sing, I'm mic'd up?
I'm mic'd.
Because I love it.
Every time he sings, he can't just sing without a microphone. The whole movie. It's like, it is a Goulet bit. He just pulls it out of his...
That's a great bit.
But I don't know if the living room was supposed to be a real mic or not. Because they made it sound like a mic.
The sound of his voice changes like he's singing into a mic.
Not a wireless mic.
It's just clearly bad.
I'm confused by it. Dan?
Don't make me so.
I bring my own mic and setup.
He's leaving the big misunderstanding in this movie, which they reference, which I love. They were like, I think we had a classic misunderstanding. That was fun. The ex-husband's coming in and he's like, I'm moving back in with my wife. And he says, you mean ex-wife? And the husband goes, semantics. That is not semantics.
Not semantics.
Not semantics. That's not what semantics means. It is, in fact, your ex-wife. It is not your wife. There are no semantics at play there. Hey, guys, is the cat real or not?
Ooh. Well, that's a good what the hallmark, I feel
I've got two other what the hallmarks.
Okay.
Because can ghosts hold
they're
a physical
ghosts.
Object?
But the cat is real because it stops them when they're running.
Yes. But then that brings up the question is, and can they
materialize?
Because they clearly can't be seen because
they can't be.
They're in the room
maybe
all the
they
time.
Choose not a physical to be seen. Cat or not? Or
is this is why fight? I didn't think they were dead.
It's because they could hold a cat.
Right.
83 minutes of evidence says they're clearly ghosts. They hold one cat. You're like, they must be real.
I think it speaks for yourself. You're stuck on this
I think
conundrum.
It speaks for yourself. Just sit a few plays out.
I stand by everything I've said tonight and more.
I just don't know if the cat's real. That's a question.
Yeah.
I do have questions about this guy's running attire.
Okay.
Christian Rodriguez is ready to run. This guy's ready to cut weight for a fight. My man owns at least half a dozen fedoras. He runs in a cotton hooded sweatshirt and a Ron Howard ball cap. And I don't for the life of me understand how he's doing that and not dying of all the things. It's impressive. He then laments the fact that what he sings, he says this, what I sing isn't exactly mainstream. What do you call Frank Sinatra covers? Is there something more mainstream than Frank Sinatra covers? That it's not, he didn't say what I sing is exactly top 40. He says, isn't exactly mainstream. Yes, it is, bro. You carry a microphone around and sing Frank Sinatra covers. That's the definition of mainstream. You're not some indie band in a, you know, underground, you know, speakeasy. You're singing Frank Sinatra covers. That is mainstream. You are mainstream. I'm sorry, not sorry. The mic thing I already said. Twice in this movie, Christa Rodriguez as a teacher acknowledges the next comment before the hand is raised. So twice she's like, yeah, next. And she points and then the girl raises her hand and then speaks. A little bit out of order there. Maybe that's an editing problem. I don't think it's anything else. It is not weird that this all is happening this quickly after a divorce. I mean, this is for someone that has been in at the very least an emotionally abusive relationship who's husband was an alcoholic and she's given him so many chances and clearly still loves him and is heartbroken about her family. For her to kiss a man, sign the divorce papers, jump all in, I just felt like that was a little icky. Like it felt a little quick.
We don't know though how long this has been dragging on.
That's true, but she literally has just moved out to get her own place. That's happened. She's looking for a new place that's hers when the movie starts. I just felt like that was a little.
Well, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever pulled out a little microphone for you?
That's true. Somebody pulled one of those.
When that happens, the rules go bye-bye.
Yeah, apparently they do. I'm pretty sure she takes his cheesecake when she still has cheesecake on her plate. I rewound it. It looks like she still has cheesecake on her plate. And she's like, mm-hmm. Hey, give me some of that. That's a flex. And I like it. And then the other two I'll save for the What the Hallmark.
Well, luckily we're there. Hey, welcome to What the Hallmark. Smart Show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe having some clear questions we still have. Panda?
They're ghosts?
Yeah. Yeah.
I that does explain certain things. But wait a minute.
Certain things. Go ahead.
They're chilling out, having a full conversation in the.
They're both, you know. Not. Just imagine ghosts, how they can talk to each other.
No, not that. In the mom and the daughter,
they never actually talk to each other.
It's like the Sixth Sense,
yeah.
Except not done well at all. You know, where Bruce Willis is in the room with a lot of people.
You know, I get it wasn't done at all, well at all. That's not giving it credit. There were the scene where the mom is in the room with her and the daughter was done well.
Yes, if you know that they're ghosts. Yeah, like it is done in a way that's like, you know that they, they're not, she's not there.
I was watching and I was like, that's really clever. But they're doing a good job.
But it's better if you, like, they're not trying to hide. They're not trying to run a gambit on you. Well, there are good movies where you see people who are gone. Those are good, still good movies. You don't have to make it a Sixth Sense type of movie.
I liked it.
Dead, huh?
Dead. 100. Just
dead the whole way.
I want to know what Tony's job situation is. It is a tiny little bar thing. Does he get paid? Is he purely tipped? Is it only tips?
It's a supper club. Why do they pay to get in there?
Why do they only do request one night a week? These are all questions that I had. One night. I thought it was one night a week. I thought it was Tuesdays. Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
Either way, yeah. whether
do you
it's
even
one
watch the movie, Stan?
Whether it's one night a week one night a month, I don't know why that would be the case in that situation. You're singing standards.
Because if not, then they request all the songs he was going to sing anyway.
Right. You're singing jazz standards. It's not like you're going to pull one like that no one's ever heard of before. Oh, here's a new... No, you're gonna sing "Fly Me to the Moon."
A System of a Down here. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
But I am down with the sickness.
You mother get up. I'm down with the sickness. I did say not mainstream, and I meant it.
Did you say System of a Down though?
I did. Yeah.
Down with the Sickness is Disturbed.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
That's where Panda draws the line.
He doesn't know their ghost, but he's gonna correct us on our System of a Down reference. Excuse me.
Get it right or don't get it at all.
Cut my life into pieces.
This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give a breathing. Charlie, call 911 because that killed. We did it, everybody. Congratulations.
I'll show what the homework will be next episode.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Kick rocks. Sorry. First of all, her friend and his boyfriend or husband, I don't remember which, partner.
Yeah.
He basically says to him, nobody likes Ryan Reynolds. He's like, don't threaten the Ryan Reynolds DVDs. Nobody likes Ryan Reynolds.
That is false.
Is that where we are as a culture? Do we not like Ryan Reynolds?
I love Ryan.
He's incredibly charming and he's good in movies that are written for him. Free Guy was a treat. Are you out on Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, we've talked about this. I'm not a huge Ryan Reynolds fan.
But you saw Free Guy and enjoyed it.
I did.
So like,
I cannot be big. I think his whole thing is, I'm a little over it. And maybe the Mint commercials have done it for me. The fact that he's selling bad cell phone service.
So you're over Ryan Reynolds.
I am over Ryan Reynolds. But
he's
the
youngest of us.
But I can still appreciate what,
this
like, I like Free Guy and I like the movie that was on Netflix. I like some of his stuff. I think I'm just over the whole shtick.
I
can't believe
Deadpool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are we just old?
Maybe this is what happened. Are we old, Panda? I think we're middle aged.
Oh my goodness.
And then lastly, and maybe I missed this, and I'd be willing to admit if I did. Before he met his current partner, he says, made me as angry as that evil troll we don't speak of.
Yep. I want to know.
I got to know about that guy.
You got
it. I got to know about that relationship. If it was that bad, what'd he do? I mean, I got to know.
Yep. I want my tea.
I got to know about this week's Double Decker of the Week.
I think we all do.
I'd be remiss if I didn't, so I won't.
Would you be remiss?
I would.
Shannon Lubos.
Oh!
Shannon Lubos.
Let me say, Shannon, cutting edge.
Oh,
cutting edge.
Cutting edge.
Look out.
She runs a program. I think that's the right way of describing it. A program.
We'll see.
called Karate Kids.
Karate
Kids?
Kids.
All right.
Kids.
I'm going to go ahead and step in right now before we go any further. In our spreadsheet done by our wonderful assistant, it says Shannon Lubos. It was not Lubos, and it was Dubos, and I looked it up, and I want to get it right. Shannon, we're in the middle of your double-decker. We're going to get it right.
Well, yeah.
Shannon Dubos.
I thought that was odd, too, but I was like, if there's a Lubos and a Dubos, who am I to judge?
It's a Dubos-Lubos situation.
Dubos-Lubos. That's another company she's working on the side.
Shannon Lubos.
Yeah.
But is Shannon Dubos also top-notch?
Not as good as Lubos, but no one can be.
But is she a part of Karate Kids?
This Justin, yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
That's great. So it is a program.
is a program. It's called Karate Kids.
Karate Kids.
Kids with a D.
Yeah.
And if it was kids or something. Kids. Okay.
Got it. Yep. And what she does is she just trains goats to fight with one another. Thing.
I knew it was.
Say it again.
She trains goats to
a
fight one
another. A baby goat is called a kid, Brandon, for the if you don't know your animal terms.
Oh, I got it.
I almost said, is it a goat thing? And I was like, I'm just going to let this play out and see what happens.
Was it worth it for you, Dan?
Totally worth it.
I correct me if I'm wrong, but this is not the first goat entrepreneur business we've
goats
had.
Goats are really catching on.
Goats are catching on.
Ryan Reynolds down, goats up.
Yeah, that's
great
fair.
Gone. Great God, goats up. A lot of fun. Those goats can really get at it.
So what's the point? Recreation for
it's
goats.
It's just like a fight club for goats?
Yeah, absolutely.
And she does she have like martial arts background?
As much as you can. There's not a lot of training organizations that are going
to
teach
you. So what got her into Karate Kids then?
She was watching the baby goats. They were just hanging out. She said, what if these goats could really take it to the next level? Next level goating.
Next level goating. And you know what they do is, and I hear that PETA is really upset of them, but they occasionally bring in some birds and they kill them with their crane kicks.
But who is this for? Do people watch it? They pay tickets?
Oh, yeah, you can absolutely watch. It's a real free-for-all out there.
What's the dojo called? Is it called Karate Kids?
It's called Karate Kids, of course.
Yeah, of course it is. Dubos Dojo would be a great, like, there's a name in there somewhere, but, you know, we'll figure it out later.
Kids never die. Goats, little goats, little baby goats never die. I don't know. Cobra Kai never dies.
Yeah,
it's what I'm trying to get to.
Cobra Kids?
Cobra Kids.
Ooh.
But they're goats, so I don't know how that makes sense.
We're going to be back tomorrow. Andrew Walker, Nikki DeLoach are coming on in, and we're going to talk to them. Then we got Always
Amore.
Amore on Thursday.
On the roof.
On the roof. And by Friday, hopefully we have the feedback on the grape, and we'll talk about One Calls to Heart. Science still delivered back next week with that. Until then, maybe we'll be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.